From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. One of Syria's main rebel groups has pulled out of talks. The discussions among opposition groups were aimed at forging a united front ahead of potential talks with the Damascus regime. Ahrar al-Sharam said it withdrew Thursday to protest the role given to groups it feels are too close to the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. military says the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria has killed the group's finance minister and two other senior leaders. The deaths came in recent weeks as a result of coalition airstrikes. Spokesman Steve Warren said Thursday coalition airstrikes killed Abu Salah, Islamic State's financial minister, a top leader responsible for coordinating the group's extortion activities, and another leader who acted as an executive officer. Australian authorities charged a teenager and four men Thursday with planning terrorist attacks on government buildings and on civilians. The buildings included the headquarters of the Australian Federal Police in Sydney. Australian Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Michael Phelan told reporters that police have arrested a 15-year-old boy and a 20-year-old man from Western Sydney and have charged them with conspiracy to prepare for a terrorist act. Three other men already in jail on separate charges were charged with being part of the plot. Burundi's foreign minister says his government will take action to end the crisis that erupted when President Pierre Nkurunziza decided to seek a third term. Alain N. Yamitwe's comments followed consultations this week with the European Union. He said while Burundi's government did not get what it expected from the meeting, it appreciated the frank discussions. This is VOA News.